I would be cautious. We should not be taking too many steps. The CTU code is owned by ILO, IMO, and UNECE. We very much agree, and I concur with what was said by the colleague from IMO that we should have IPPC in the meeting, because they provided an important contribution on an important topic, but it's not for IPPC to be approving the text of the CTU code. So I think this is important. And as a matter of fact, for your information, IPPC Secretariat was invited, but for reasons I would call of force majeure, that unfortunately was not possible for them to be present. And you know very well, they actually attended a year ago. The attendance was through hybrid facilities. And you know very well that these hybrid facilities, unfortunately, are not ensured at the moment, because the UN member states are now of the opinion that meetings should be held in person. So until there is a resolution in New York adopted that meetings can be held in hybrid format, until then the meetings will be held in an in-person format here at the facilities of UN in Geneva. So that is important point. So there were certain objective reasons for which IPPC Secretariat was not able to make it in person to be here in Geneva. But they were invited, and I think I may say that they would want to be here. Madam Chair, with your permission, I continue with my two more slides.